Well, sir, the noonday meal has been over only a few minutes as we enter the small house halfway up on the next block now. And here in the kitchen, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Guth lingering at the table and chatting idly about this, that, and the other thing. The master of the menage is leaning back in his chair and saying lazily,
"For 15 cents, I wouldn't go over to Acme Supper's basement this afternoon."
"What would you do instead?"
"I'd take off my shoes and stockings and dance barefooted in the backyard. I'd make goo-goo eyes at Miss Razor's gum and throw little kisses at
Miss Harris." "Razor's gums are in Peoria today."
"Razor's gums are always in Peoria."
"Seems like it."
"Why don't they go live in Peoria?"
"They might do that."
"Yeah?"
"She's dropped numerous little hints lately. She said to Miss Usher one day last week out in the alley, 'Miss Usher,' she said, 'I'm going to row a little boat where the Wabash River flows.'"
"Wabash River flows?"
"It could mean they're planning to move away."
"To Peoria?"
"Mm-hmm."
"I don't get the connection."
"Well, they got a river in Peoria."
"Well, they haven't got the Wabash River in Peoria."
"Oh, well, Ish, I don't care. I'm only telling you what Miss Usher told me."
"Oh, Freddy,
hurry. Oh, my stars. Hello, Uncle Fletcher."
"Is it get you, Marvin?"
"Yes, come on out."
"Greetings, Uncle Fletcher."
"Afternoon, Vicky. Glorious day. I believe this weather's..." "Keep your seat, keep your seat. Don't nobody get up. Sadie, honey, sit still."
"Well, I'm sitting still. I'm not getting up. I'm keeping my seat."
"You people appreciate, of course, that it is not my habit, custom, or usage to bust in at mealtimes. I have always been very particular about that point. I do not bust in..."
Not at all, Uncle Fletcher. Happy to have you. Bust in again tomorrow. Bust in every day."
"Sit down, Uncle Fletcher."
"I hadn't quite finished what I started to say."
"You were going to apologize for busting in on us. Forget it. Sadie, honey, give Uncle Fletcher a piece of pie."
"Would you like a piece of pie, Uncle Fletcher? It's apple. Russell and Vic enjoyed it fine. How about a little smidgen? There's plenty."
"I have already eaten, Sadie. I'm very much obliged and I thank you just the same, but I have already eaten."
"Well, eat some more. Man only lives once. What's life anyway but a piece of pie or its equivalent? You may recall..."
"Vic, I have a full afternoon mapped out for myself. I expect to be on the run from now until it gets dark this evening. I really skulking around and gassing as much as the next chap, but there are times when matters of a more urgent nature..." "Do I have your attention?"
"Yeah, sure, you bet."
"I have your attention, Arthur Vic."
"You have my complete attention."
"I started to say when I walked in the kitchen here that I believed you people knew it was not my habit, custom, or usage to interfere, intrude, or in any way ameliorate the consequences of the various..."
"We know what you mean, Uncle Fletcher. You mean..."
"I'm telling you what I mean."
"Yes, you mean..."
"I mean that even though it is not my habit, custom, or usage to bust in on people at mealtimes, still occasions crop up where it is imperative to impersonate such an action."
"Oh, yeah, sure, uh-huh."
"I told you I could tell you what I meant."
"You told it well. You told it real well."
"Words are the tools of speech, Sadie, honey."
"Uh-huh, yes."
"A man has to have words at his command if he's going to express himself clear."
"Sure."
"How did I say that again?"
"Well, hey, I got to get over to Ike Suffers directly.
I said, even though it is not my habit, custom, or usage to bust in on people at mealtimes, still occasions crop up to where it is imperative to impersonate such an action."
"Yes, that's exactly what you said."
"Well, I'm going over to Ike's. I can't fit away any more time."
"Still, Beck, honey."
"Okay."
"This matter concerns you as much as it does Sadie."
"What, y'all?
The reason I busted into your home so unceremoniously at this sacred hour..."
"That's mighty good. It's mighty good. It's mighty good."
"That is good."
"Words, they're the tools of speech."
"They sure are."
"It's a fact."
"Oh, Sanger."
"Go ahead, Uncle Fletcher."
"The reason I busted into your home so unceremoniously at this sacred hour, Sadie, Vicky, honey, enormous new developments of a startling nature have occurred."
"Oh, my."
"In connection with your landlady getting married?"
"In connection with my landlady getting married."
"Have they set the date?"
"No."
"Uh-huh."
"However..."
"Uh-huh."
"I confidently look for Mrs. Leota Keller and Mr. Harry Feedburn to set the date for their wedding within the next 2 weeks to 20 days.
Oh.
What's the trouble, Vic, honey?"
Nothing at all."
"You're suffering pain?"
"It just passed."
"The enormous developments of a startling nature, what are they, Uncle Fletcher?"
"It is Miss Keller's wish, Sadie, honey, that you people invite two of your friends to the ceremony."
Oh?
The ceremony is to be a quiet ceremony and a small ceremony. There'll only be a handful of people present, but there are a few dear loved ones. Miss Cullerfield should be privileged to ask a few dear loved ones to be on deck.
I don't just follow all that.
I do. He means that
Miss Keller wants me to invite a couple of friends. Miss Keller wants you to invite a couple of friends. Miss Keller wants me to invite you to invite a couple of friends.
Well, I think I begin to see.
Well, he means that Miss Keller would like...
She says she begins to see.
Oh, pardon me for living.
Why, how sweet of Miss Keller.
Yes.
You see, Vic, she's not only inviting us, but she's inviting two friends of ours.
Well, I get it. I got it the first time.
Why, how sweet of Miss Keller.
Yes.
She's paying us a real lovely compliment, and you tell her we appreciate it.
Now, Sadie, honey, just for the fun of it, what two friends do you think you would select to attend the wedding offhand?
Why, I don't know.
Jojo, the dog-faced boy, and Homer Heck from Norman, Oklahoma, that don't even own the socks
he wears. Leave her be, Vic, honey.
Somebody ought to poison me, I'm so mean.
Just offhand now, Sadie, what two friends do you think you would select?
Mr. and Mrs. Ted Stenbottom?
I knew it. I knew it. I knew you'd say that.
Well, is there...
Mr. and Mrs. Ted Stenbottom. I would have bet a copper you'd say Mr. and Mrs. Ted Stenbottom.
Well, is there anything wrong with Mr. and Mrs. Ted Stenbottom?
Yes.
What's wrong with them?
I'll explain, Sadie, honey.
Well, go ahead.
Your first reaction was just like mine was. You never had a chance to think.
Well, think what? It's Ted and Ruthie Stenbottom.
Your first reaction was the same as mine was. I grabbed it at horse hairs of the wind, too.
Hey, now, listen, Uncle Fletcher. I won't
My
stand.
First elections was these. My first elections was Pelter Unbleed and I.Y. Skeever. They're both firm friends of mine, but...
Now, look, if Ted and Ruthie Stenbottom, for any reason in the world, aren't welcome...
Sadie, honey, consider. This wedding ceremony will be wrote up in the newspaper. Everybody will read it.
Well, so which? I'm saying...
Think how much better the newspaper article will read if the guests are out-of-towners.
Oh, ish.
Think of how much more fancy and distinguished if the guests are out-of-towners.
Ish, ish, ish. As far as that goes, I just...
I changed my first two selections when the impact of that thought hit me. I threw Pelter Unbleed and Y.I.Y. Skeever in the garbage bucket, and I selected Roy Dejectedly from Dixon, Illinois, and Dwight 26er from Dismal Seepage, Ohio.
Well, Uncle Fletcher, I never knew you had foolish ideas like that. What on earth difference does it make? If...
Miss Keller benefits by it. Miss Keller benefits by it.
How?
I told you how. Looks better in the newspaper.
Oh, my.
No, I knew as soon as you thought about it a minute you'd agree.
I'm not agreeing.
She'll agree, Vic, honey, once she's given it some consideration.
Do you have somebody to propose for our guest in place of Ted and Ruthie?
Yes, Vic, I do. I have on numerous occasions heard you refer to a Mr. H.K. Fleaver of Gravelman, South Carolina. And Gravelman, South Carolina, I believe... is often referred to as the geographical center of the United States.
H.K. Fleaver refers to it that way.
Fine.
Yes.
Another friend of yours I've heard you refer to, Vic, honey, is a Mr. Virgil Steech of Sick River Junction.
Yes.
And Sick River Junction is often called the home of the Missouri State Home for the Tall.
Right.
I ask you now, wouldn't them names sound great? Among the guests at the ceremony were Mr. H.K. Fleaver of Gravelman, South Carolina... the geographical center of the United States, and Mr. Virgil Steech of Sick River Junction, the home of the Missouri State Home for the Tall.
Say, boy, mighty fancy stuff.
Mighty fancy stuff, huh, see?
Oh, yes, mighty fancy stuff. But listen, Uncle Fletcher, let me tell you this. It'll be Mr. and Mrs. Ted Stenbottom we invite to Miss Keller's wedding, or it'll be nobody.
You haven't considered the matter sufficient, Sadie.
Oh, yes, I have.
She hasn't considered the matter sufficiently.
No.
She'll agree. Give her a little time to think.
Sure.
She'll agree. Give her a little time to think.
Oh, you just watch me.
Among the guests at the ceremony were Mr. H.K. Fleaver of Gravelman, South Carolina, the geographical center of the United States, and Mr. Virgil Steech of Sick River Junction, the home of the Missouri State Home for the Tall.